USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Attorney General William Barr announced a nationwide plan to address the crisis of missing and slain Native American women as concerns mount over the level of violence they face. Barr announced the plan, known as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative, during a visit with tribal leaders and law enforcement officials on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. Native American women experience some of the nation's highest rates of murder, sexual violence, and domestic abuse. The National Institute of Justice estimates that 1.5 million Native American women have experienced some kind of violence in their lifetime, including many who are victims of sexual violence. On some reservations, federal studies have shown women killed at the rate of more than 10 times the national average. The Justice Department's new initiative would invest $1.5 million to hire specialized coordinators in 11 U.S. attorneys' offices throughout the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
President Trump sounds off on the whistleblower that started the impeachment proceedings. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
During a White House event on Friday morning, President Trump was asked by reporters about the week's public impeachment hearings in the U.S. House. At the root of the impeachment inquiry was his phone call with the Ukraine leader back in July that a whistleblower claimed should have been of concern. Asked if he would try to fire the still anonymous whistleblower, the president says,
I consider it to be a fake whistleblower because what he wrote didn't correspond to what I said in any way, shape, or form.
The president was remarking during the event, which was supposed to be honoring nearly two dozen championship collegiate teams. I'm Chris Barnes.
Boeing has settled about half of the lawsuits filed in federal court over the October 2018 crash of a 737 MAX jet off the coast of Indonesia. The company did not disclose terms of the settlement. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Country singer Sam Hunt was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and having an open container. The country singer was pulled over after police responded to a report that a vehicle was going the wrong way down a street in East Nashville. An officer on the scene said that Hunt smelled of alcohol, had bloodshot eyes, and tried to give his credit card when pressed for his driver's license. His blood alcohol level was .173. The legal limit in Tennessee is .08. Two empty beers were next to him in the car, and the singer admitted to drinking alcohol, quote, recently, per court documents. He'll appear in court on January 17, 2020. Medicare's revamped prescription plan finder can steer unwitting seniors to coverage that costs much more than they need to pay, according to people who help with signups as well as program experts. Serving some 60 million Medicare recipients, the plan finder is the most commonly used tool on Medicare.gov, and it just got its first major update in a decade. Open enrollment goes into the home stretch Thanksgiving week. Critics say the new tool can create confusion by obscuring out-of-pocket costs that seniors should factor into their overall decisions. Government programs mixing healthcare and technology have faced struggles despite billions spent to subsidize electronic medical records. Getting different systems to communicate still remains a challenge. The Obama administration's launch of healthcare.gov resulted in an embarrassing debacle when the website froze up on the first day. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.